Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Brevard County School Board unanimously, 5-0, rejected a proposal to the local ordinance that would have added sexual orientation and gender identity to the school's so-called non-discrimination policy. The school board received a letter from Liberty Counsel, which was presented to the school board members and referred to by the public speakers, and they heard from nearly 100 people and parents that were there to oppose this so-called LGBT, or if you will, bathroom bill policy. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is good news. Brevard County, for those that do not know where that is, it's in southern part of Florida. It is down in the southern part, north of Miami, right around the Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach area. If you know where that is, that's where Brevard County is, over in that side of the coast. It is not an otherwise conservative base in Florida. It is not your local area that's very rural or conservative. So for the school board to vote 5-0 to reject this is a significant victory. In fact, going into this particular vote, one of the pastors that used to be in law school, he's also someone who graduated from law school with my wife. He's a pastor and he also has a law degree. He was there and he spoke. He is someone who was counting votes, and going into it, he said that he thought they would lose by a vote of 4-1. But based upon Liberty Counsel's legal memo and the overwhelming opposition by the community, they ended up voting 5-0 to torpedo this policy, which is good news.
Well, and here's an example of a school board listening to the people that they are supposed to represent and to the students that they are supposed to protect and educate. And, you know, these sexual orientation / gender identity laws, these are extremist laws that are designed. The left is so good at couching all of this stuff in this flowery language of tolerance and diversity and protecting, you know, LGBT individuals and so forth. It's nonsense. This is to get their radical agenda rammed through and to get the government to put its official stamp of approval on behaviors that throughout history, every major world religion, uncompromising human biology reject. Do we reject these individuals? No. As Christians, we love them. Do we advocate people bashing and harassing and self-identified gays and lesbians and transgendered kids in schools? Of course not. And in any kind of bullying that occurs, whether it's because somebody identifies as gay or because they, you know, they have some other identifying factor that they, you know, people shouldn't be bullied. They shouldn't be discriminated against, if you will, and so forth. But these laws are set up in such a way that they are putting the government's official stamp of approval on these behaviors to the detriment of the free exercise of religion, free speech, and other things. So this is a real victory in Brevard County.
It is a great victory. You know, the non-discrimination policies include all the different categories that you normally would think of, such as race, religion, and so forth. So they wanted to add to that non-discrimination category gender identity and sexual orientation. They wanted to elevate it to a protected level of a civil right. When you do that, there are consequences, which mean that what you cannot do legally, for example, with respect to race, you would not be able to do legally with respect to gender identity. Now, gender identity is a very broad and fluid term. Gender identity means whatever you subjectively want to identify as. You can be obviously and objectively, genetically and physiologically, a male, but subjectively you want to identify as or express yourself as a female. Well, under this particular policy, what you can imagine how this would apply is, say, for example, if you're someone who is a person of color and you go to the school And there is a restroom that is a white-only restroom and a restroom for people of color, a drinking fountain for whites only and a drinking fountain for people of color, a shower room for people who are white and a shower room and a changing room for your athletic facilities or whatever you might have for PE for people who are of color. Now, obviously, that would not only be morally wrong, but it would be legally wrong. It doesn't matter what your view is. You would lose that litigation if you tried to segregate this way. Now, it makes sense. You can obviously see someone's color. It's pretty objective. When you see someone, you know whether they're male or female. You know, for example, whether or not they're black or white or Hispanic or Indian or some other nationality, because that's who you are. You're born that way. No matter what you do, you're not going to change that ethnicity or that race. It's pretty obvious, it's pretty objective. On the other hand, though, if someone is obviously a male and you know that person to be a male, and now that person wants to use the women's shower room, wants to use the woman's restroom, and you tell that person, no, you can't use that one, I'm sorry, or excuse me, even if you're trying to be polite, excuse me, are you looking for the boys' restroom or the men's restroom? You're looking here, but it's actually down the hallway. Down the hall is the men's or the boys' restroom. Down the hallway, that other door, is the room for the shower room. Just by virtue of saying that would be like saying to someone who comes to the restroom and you say, excuse me, are you looking for the restroom for people of color? That one's down the hallway. So you see how problematic these policies are. In one, you can clearly identify the person. You can clearly identify that they're black, Hispanic, whatever, Caucasian. But in this case, you cannot, and they can change from day to day. That person can look exactly, act exactly, because they are a particular sex, but they want to identify as the opposite. You're going to have to let them go with whatever room, whatever restroom, shower room they choose to go with. Now, that will put girls, it'll put women at risk. It will invade their privacy. And it really is placating what otherwise is a mental problem, a behavioral counseling problem. And you shouldn't placate that by pretending or making everyone else around that person pretend that this person's subjective mental ruminations are the actual reality.
Yeah, and the cases are already racking up in areas where they have allowed these gender identity, sexual orientations laws where they've been taking place. They're getting what they deserve. I mean, it's not what they deserve. It's not what the people deserve, but they're getting what we've warned about. You have these men now walking in, I believe it was Washington State and in other areas where they're walking in and exposing themselves at a college swimming event where a bunch of young girls as young as 6 years old, a man came in and was exposing himself fully naked in the steam room to women, and people were complaining and traumatizing young high school girls. And he complained. He said, "Hey, the law protects me. I can do this. I identify as a lesbian trapped in a male body." So he identifies as a woman. He's a man. He identifies as a woman, but admitted that he's attracted to women. So he's in there ogling and laying around nude, harassing and traumatizing young girls as young as 6 years old. And there have now been multiple similar cases like this. This puts women and young girls at risk, Matt, and good for the folks in Brevard County. Unfortunately, these laws are still being rammed through in other places, Charlotte, North Carolina, and some other places. People have got to stand up strong against this sexual anarchy.
Yeah, you can go back and forth about how bizarre these kinds of things happen. I mean, we've seen situations where, say, a woman wants to identify as a male, but then goes through the plastic surgery and the hormones and wants to have relations with a male. So it's absolutely bizarre. To put these kinds of things in policies is the height of stupidity, and it is harmful. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. The good news is that the Brevard County School Board rejected this. We encourage you to get on the front end of these battles, because we have been very successful recently in a number of particular schools in Florida alone. Jacksonville rejected this. Palm Bay rejected this. Brevard County rejected this. These are counties just in a few weeks' time have all rejected these policies. On the other hand, we were not involved in the Charlotte, North Carolina case, and Charlotte just accepted this kind of a policy. We need to know in advance. If you have information about what's happening in your community, get us involved. We'll send a memo. We'll work with all the people on the ground, and we need to get pastors to take a stand. And when they do, things can change. And if they don't, then we need to change those people who are in the elective office. That happened in Houston, where they repealed a similar ordinance. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Council and support Liberty Council financially.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.